Yo, what up, though? This is Esham, and you rocking with the Connected Experience.
Yo, what up, though, man? This is Big Greg, and you rocking with the Connected Experience.
This is Premium P, and you're rocking with the Connected Experience.
Chill. Oh, yeah, this is Jake Prince coming at you live and in living color, and you rocking with the Connect Experience.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's comedian TK Kirkland, a.k.a. T to the motherfucking K. And when I'm in Detroit, you already know what it is. I listen to the Connected Experience. You should, too.
Connected.
I'm Santuan.
I'm Antoine.
And we the Connected Experience.
Bro, it's a Connected Experience.
It's a lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
Our lifestyle.
How that lifestyle been treating you?
Dog, I can't complain. How about yourself, man?
Man, I can't complain either, man. I got to sit in here, man, with one of my good friends now, man. We built a relationship.
Yeah, for sure,
man.
Yeah,
we might be on the phone just talking, chopping it up. Hours at a time, man. Good conversation.
So you spending hours on the phone with niggas?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
It's my homie, though.
I'm just saying, like, hey, hours on the phone with niggas. But I'm talking shit.
Yeah, we older. I'm a little older than them, so, you know, if I see something, hey, homie, you should...
Right.
And he say shit to me like, hey, homie, like, yeah. Like that. You know what I mean?
What's in your title?
Man, what's in my title, bro? Shit. I went back, dog, and I just, again, bro, was listening to, what's my nigga name? St. John, dog.
Because
I'm waiting on something new that moved me like that first one. I ain't saying the other shit wasn't
it
shit.
At that moment, at that time, that was perfect for you.
Yeah, then I was listening to Juvenile, man, so I came to the conclusion, bro, that 400 Degrees is the best album Cash Money Records
ever released.
Bro.
Yeah.
What you think?
I can see that.
I'm still going with Carter 3.
It's a different era, though. You know what I'm saying? That's Cash Money 2.0. But this is what I'm saying. Like, the impact that 400 Degrees had on you at that time. Like, you know.
Go back, listen to 400 Degrees and don't skip through it.
I did, but I feel like, other than, like, I feel like it's just the time of the music, man. I did.
But I felt like 400 Degrees aged better than Carter 3.
I can see that.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can say that overall.
So
yeah.
That's why, before I made that bold statement, it ain't that bold to me, but before I made that statement, I listened to the Carter 2 and 3 because I knew that would be one of the, like, somebody go say that, you know what I'm saying? But that 400 Degrees, nigga.
Well, I ain't got what's in my title because I'm listening to a book on YouTube that my homie Jay Johnson put me up on. It's Thomas Sowell, Black Rednecks and White Liberals. Yeah. The best way to describe it is just type it in and listen to it because I don't want to misquote nothing. But you will see that the cracker and the American Negro – The European cracker and the American Negro are not far off from each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if that don't make sense to you, it will all make sense. Yeah. You've been lied to about a lot of stuff and about a lot of way the things are portrayed. And this is a black man with these books.
And this book is 11 hours.
11 hours, you know what I'm saying? So I would listen to that and check that out. You know what I'm saying? That's the school.
I like that though. I mean, I'm not. How many hours you in on it?
A couple, man. Because it's a lot of good information, so I don't want to.
Telling you, but that's one to listen to.
But we got the homeboy Guapo back up in the spot, man. It's your third time, ain't it?
Yeah, oh, this is my second.
Okay. You know, you were supposed to come though. That's why he said third.
You think it's look alike, man?
Yeah. What's been up, man?
Man, shit, a little bit of everything right now, man.
Yeah, man.
Proud of you with the Battle League, man. Let's get right into that, man. Let's talk about the Battle League that you got going, man.
Man, appreciate it, man. So, in a nutshell, bro, I was having a conversation with one of my old heads, and we were just talking about bringing back battle rap in the hole. Before I started the league, I didn't know we had other leagues in the state of Michigan at all, you know. But since I started it, you know, I got a lot of upcoming talent. You know, guys that haven't just made it to, like, the proven ground levels or smack levels yet. So I would look at what I'm creating and developing as more like a G League.
Where
I'm putting my time, my effort, my promotion, my platform, my everything to give them the opportunity to get seen. You know, the battles that they probably would have had to pay for or the battles that they would have been 20 battles in before they would again, we going straight to the chases because y'all going to come over here and, you know, we're going to build up this together.
So what's the name of the league?
Neighborhood Rap Battle League.
Yeah, and you already had one event. How was that event?
It was successful, man. It was actually better than I expected. I originally had 5 cars booked on there. I had a couple no-shows, but I had 2 successful cars. And then my guy Nolo, shout out to JBR. He got a league of his own. He stepped in so one of my guys can get that material off for, like, content-wise. But, yeah, it was real good.
Who was a no-show? Because you promoted this and everything.
Hey, Casey James, Del Rey, Showtime, my man's Big Yasko, rest in peace to his daughter, but his wife had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to make it. So
sorry to hear that, man. Yeah. Sorry. That's rough, but I think the mother two niggas
Definitely. Hey, I had to go pull down on KC, man, because he was battling for ill will and them in Pontiac like I wasn't going to pop up.
Oh, this was after your battle?
Yeah. I was seeing the thing was I was seeing Dog promoting it beforehand, you feel me? So I kind of figured like, now I wasn't seeing him really post mine. And, you know, I got a new league, so people probably wasn't holding it to the standard or the value that I see it at. You know?
Yeah, I hate that.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And this is why I say I hate that, right? Because if you say you're going to be a part of it, treat it like you want to be a part of it, bro. That's, there's nothing wrong with that. You got two battles. You feel what I'm saying? If this one in Pontiac, the people closer to here come to this one, and then this one in the city, the Detroit, come to this one.
I was a battler, I would jump on any battle that I could get. It wouldn't matter if, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we battle, we battle.
Like a couple verses, they ain't really.
We're not talking about dude. We just saying
you really should have 50 verses to say you a battle rapper.
Yeah, yeah. Insert right? Nigga here. You could just insert, you know what I'm saying, little different tweaks about a certain nigga, whoever you battling. But if I was a battle rapper, I have 100 verses ready, because I battle on the spot. Like, because that's how you get your name out there, whether it's cameras or not. Oh, you rap, nigga, let's battle. Mm-hmm. Right now, yeah. Like, you rap. Oh, if I hear you saying another nigga rap, somebody be like, you? Come on, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But besides the battle rap, what else is going on with you, man?
Man, I'm getting married in June.
Oh, congratulations. June what?
June 22nd.
Oh, that's what's up, man. So, are you able to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay, you should have brought your wifey, man. That would have been dope, man. Y'all got engaged on the battle rap circuit?
No. No, you know, my girl was my childhood friend, for real. I've been knowing my girl since I was like 10.
Yeah.
You know, like through life, she didn't live life, but came back around. We got two daughters together now.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
We 5 years in, you know, so the way I see where I'm going with life is like, shit, we need some foundation, and it starts off at the foundation, you know?
Yeah, so, start out at the bottom.
You feel what I'm saying? So I just feel like I want my kids to know what it's like to grow up with love, you know? I want my kids to see an example, and the only way they're going to see it if you set the full example, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm on with it.
Right. And y'all having a big wedding, or y'all just something small and intimate?
Man, I was trying to go to the courthouse, but you know how girls be, man.
Yeah.
She the baby in her family, though.
Okay.
You know, they really, I wouldn't say going all out, like it ain't going to be no TMZ wedding, but you know, it's going to be me and like the people I feel like I hold dear to my heart. If I invited you out, I got to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was invited, nigga.
That's what's up. I feel like you, but you a good big home. I mean, you a good guy to be, to have on, to be able to reach out to me. Yeah. You a cool nigga, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, I worked on that my whole life.
Yeah, I seen. Yeah, I was there every step of the way. I mean, I miss some. You know what I'm saying? That's wonderful, man, to be married, man. I'm married right now, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we are married, I guess. Yeah. Bro been married for a long time. See, he ain't get to live no bachelor lifestyle, then get married. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't get to live on my own as a bachelor. I definitely.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm saying the whole.
Two different things, though.
All right, you ain't get to live on your own as a bachelor.
That's a difference, totally.
Yeah, you right. You know what I'm saying? But me, I was a real bachelor nigga out there.
I was to get your Hugh Hefner.
I was having money. I was having condos, foreign cars. Like, I was, and I caught this nigga, and he familied up. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like, since we was twins.
You would expect.
And then it was like, it's bitches that don't even know that. They never even seen me. Like, they didn't probably seen him thinking it was me not saying nothing to him. But I know a lot of women that I fucked with over the years don't even have a clue that I got a twin brother. You know what I'm saying? Never been in the same room or none of that. So
that's crazy.
Missed that experience. You know what I'm saying?
Successfully dodged that.
Yeah.
Because you know what though, I actually love that, because it's like, I know I ain't got no kids out there. For the most part. Like, if I met like a 19-year-old nigga, said he was my son, and we took a DNA test, I could only tell him, like, listen, man, I know you ain't no going further, we know.
Yeah.
I ain't your fucking piggy bank, but let's build a relationship as adults, and I gotta afford you the same lifestyle I afford my daughters, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have that because I wasn't out
privy
there
to wilding, that. Yeah.
Like, you know
privy
I'm saying?
To the wilding out, you know what I'm saying? But
it's like, knock on your door.
So how you like being a father, bro? You say you got two little girls. What's their age range?
4 and 1.
Okay. So you got a little baby. You know what I'm saying? Because the 1-year-olds, but between 1 and 3, man, They don't know shit, man. They just out there just all baby
mode. Your favorite word is stop.
Yeah.
They think that's their name.
Yeah, yeah. Do you got pets with these kids too?
Yeah, I just got a dog. So I got a 1-year-old pit bull.
Okay.
You know, he growing up with the family. But in a nutshell, man, I feel like my oldest daughter, Blessing, I kind of needed her. You know what I'm saying? I really did. Because where I was heading in life and what I was on in my mental, I ain't had nothing to live for real. So you feel me?
Yeah,
so
yeah, I've been there.
Once, and then I had my daughter after I got shot and went through that whole little phase. That's why I named her Blessing.
Okay, so okay, because I was just about to ask.
That whole phase was a phase for me. But with her, I grew to not only, like, look at women different, but I grew to love something. I knew what it was like to get love back generally. You know what I'm saying?
See, I could relate to that, man, because I was 34, 35 when I had Shelby. You know what I'm saying? And, like, before that, man, I ain't love shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And even with having her, it was like a crazy little adjustment period in my life where I was learning to even accept love on any level. You know what I'm saying? And my daughter is what gave that to me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I ain't give a fuck about shit. I ain't had shit. Bro married, got kids. I was, like, in a phase of my life where, like, my whole life I've been a twin, but I was, like, discovering my identity as myself. You know what I'm saying? Because referring back to, it's motherfuckers that didn't even know I had a twin. Like, and I was seeing these people on a regular basis more than I seen my twin sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So when I had my daughter, it was just like when I held her for the first time, I'm like, damn, she gonna need me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she gonna need, like, all of me. So it was like a crazy adjustment period where I, like, had to learn to love her. First of all, you know what I'm saying?
She brand new. We don't even know you.
Yeah, we don't even know you, Chief. Like, you might be the one, you know what I'm saying, stabbing to get his necklace or something. You know what I'm saying?
Man, but, you know how
it goes. Yeah, I got to get to know you first. But, like, seeing her grow in the end, like, I can remember how conscious I was of things at her age. Now that I'm older, you know what I'm saying? And I tell her mom all the time, like, I don't take none of that for granted that she's more conscious because it's a whole different world. You know what I'm saying? So we have kid conversations and then we have father-daughter conversations. That's a little more grown up because I don't know if I'm gonna be here to be able to share some of this wisdom with you when you need it right then. Exactly. So I tell you the real shit like right now, and if I'm not here, I need you to be able to feel that in your heart, and I need you to hear that in your ears when I tell you, nah, these bitches not your friend, and this is why they not your friend. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You will see this later on, but it's all gonna revert back to this is the real reason that these people don't fuck with you. Exactly. Like, my daughter, she amazing, right? So, first of all, she an only child. Then her mother is the youngest daughter. She's the youngest daughter, and my daughter is the only female granddaughter. Like, she's the only female. So
she's the only granddaughter.
Yeah, she's the only granddaughter.
Damn, like that. That's not hard to say.
She's the only granddaughter. You know what I'm saying? Her closest cousin in age to her is like 18, and she's 7. You know what I'm saying? She all spoiled edition. You know what I'm saying? And her life is so amazing. Like, the little kids at school used to think she was lying about shit because she get what she want. She go everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was a time where she was like, you know, I got books and me and my dad write books. And, you know, you could go on the website and a little girl told her, like, you lying. You ain't writing no books. She took some flyers the next day. Boom, bitch, there you go. Tell your moms to log in on that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you know what I'm saying? I want to touch on something, though. You said you didn't feel like you had nothing to live for. Why did you feel like that, though?
Man, because life before that was like, man, shit, man. I just feel like I had terrible luck in life, man, like from the people I lost, you know what I'm saying, the situations I've been in. I got extradited for some shit I didn't even do. You know what I'm saying? So it's a saying, like, trouble finds a trouble man. And I feel like during that time of my life, it kept finding me. You know what I'm saying? So.
Do you feel like you was attracting it, though? And I ask that because a lot of times with the lifestyles we live, we attract what we really don't even know come with this lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So I'll give you an example, right? In my youth, it's been plenty of times I left the crib without a gun because I ain't feel like I needed a gun, right? Mm-hmm. But then if I got a gun, it's been plenty of times that certain shit just happened because I know I'm strapped. I'm putting myself in this position to see if I'm going to really shoot somebody. But I done left the crib 50 times without a strap, and a nigga never even said, a nigga never even walked past me. I don't need a gun at this time. As soon as I put that gun on me, it's like I'm attracting the energy of be that nigga who will shoot a nigga for nothing. Because that at that time, that's what it would have been. So do you feel like you was attracting that type of life, those type of feelings to yourself?
I'm going to say it's a 50-50. And I'm going to say that because now that I've done work in behavioral health and I understand how the mind work, I was young, you know what I'm saying? And I'm the oldest child. My daddy was in prison, my mama young. So I did had a whole figuring out my way too. But then I also had a lot of time I was taking care of my brother, you know? So I didn't have room for mistakes because my mistakes was costly, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But also in that mode, I didn't have time to enjoy life, you know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I always was living for somebody else. So then by the time I was living for myself, it was being locked up where I realized you on your own, you know what I'm saying? But then you damn near too late, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, it is too late because now the next step is now when I get out, I know better.
Yeah.
Like I got to live for myself out here. That just was something because, you know, I think a lot of us be feeling like that in them situations. And I mean, you will hope you get out of it the older you get. But there's some grown-ups walking around feeling like that. Like, they ain't, I don't know what I'm living for. You feel what I'm saying? But to put that in your mind, attract that your reality start becoming, I'm not living for nothing. This is nothing. This is stupid. This is that. This is that. Because you already put that in your mind, so you attract that. And the more conscious I started to get, the more things I started to put in my mind. So you can even reflect on some of the conversations we had. If you'd be like, we trying to, no, you're not. You doing, right? Mm-hmm. Just watch. You will see. You feel what I'm saying? And I start taking the words out of my vocabulary, try, maybe, if, yeah. Hopefully. You feel what I'm saying? Because there's no hopefully what? I'm going to put this in the world that this is what we doing. It is what it is. You don't got to believe it. Yeah, I got to believe it.
And a nigga be a real walking testimony to, like, you do what you set your mind and your heart to, bro. Like, everything that's going on right now with me and my brother as far as what we doing entertainment-wise with the movie, with the game and all that. Like, we had conversations about this 4 years ago, like 5 years ago, really. Like, this whole process with Animal Instinct actually started in 2019, bro. And when I wrote the book, we said, dog, we doing this, and this with it. And a bunch of roadblocks came. But a lot of the roadblocks that came to me, now that I look back, was us seeking help from other people. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just what it was. Like, we like when we first got the trailer, we like, we gonna get this to this person, we gonna get this to this person. It's amazing. They gonna be able to help, blah, blah, blah. That's gonna solve all our problems finally. And we got it to all of them people and none of them people could help, bro. And it's not even,
we're not gonna say they didn't
help.
But it's not their vision.
It's not their vision.
Yeah. When we say the Animal Instinct universe, they ain't understand. Right? We just showed you the trailer, but homie, we got 50 things. That's the first 50 things that go with this.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying? Before the movie was ever done, we had merch. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, like, real merch, keychains,
animals,
stuffed animals, real action toys, figures. Action figures. You know what I'm saying? And this is just all our vision, and we not showing nobody that. We just telling them, like, nah, man, I wrote the book, bro. We turned the book into the anime. But my whole point was that we was looking for some help. You know what I'm saying? And help ain't on the way. Like, we helped ourselves. Now, everything that we wanted to, not to be real though, we got it to everybody we said we wanted to see it. Like, literally, we had a list of people, like, everybody down that line. Like, I used to sit at work when I worked at the plant at my desk and shit, and I have such and such in the Connected Experience presents Animal Instinct, the Urban Jungle Animated, just written out in bold letters. And everybody who I ever put something on there, they seen it, right? And some people seen it and didn't even tell us how they felt about it. They just like, oh yeah, I checked that out, to other people. Okay, so you seen it and you remembered it to talk about it. Cool. So we know we got something. But one, we had a conversation and the universe opened up to us what we needed to do. And once we started doing that, smooth sailing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we put it out independently on our own. Like, a lot of people got stuff on Tubi and it's movies that fit in a certain genre. You know what I'm saying? But like, I don't know nobody who put a cartoon out on anime cartoon independent on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wasn't even sure if they would pick it up because we
see where it goes.
We gonna see where it land.
Promote it. Yeah. Wherever it land, we will promote. And one day he hit me. It's on too. It's on a lot of places, but we know that's one of the right. They paid the most.
My mom said she was proud when I sent her the link. She was like, "Oh, twin, that's big. Y'all on Tubi? Like, that's big because this is what everybody hearing." I'm like, "She like, how you feel?" I said, "Accomplished." You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm happy that you proud, you know what I'm saying? But this really, like, I seen the vision, so it don't matter how nobody else feel about it, good or bad. I don't take neither one of them. Like, all right, bro, we did it. So now, like, so just my advice is to anybody listening, man, like, don't want nobody to help you, because they actually stopping you. Because if they not gonna tell you no right away, you gonna always be thinking that they got you in mind, yeah, and they don't. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because you kind of even ran into that with the battle rap, with somebody saying yes and not showing up. That's detrimental. What if somebody bought a ticket to for see that person, and then they get there and that person ain't there?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I'm like, come on, man. But that again, that's them people got to value their word. Right, because until you show me otherwise, I take your word at face value. If you tell me yeah, until you don't show up, I'm gonna be like, yeah, why would I think you was lying?
Yeah, because you know I'm big on a man and your word, but I got like two quotes that I've been like living by lately. You know what I'm saying? I heard in the Sue Surf song, he said, "As long as you want it for yourself, ain't nobody gotta want it for you."
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was one of the realest things. And then one of my OGs told me, you know, when you're doing business, ain't no permanent enemies, no permanent friends. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. Exactly. Because it's all, because business is done with white paper and black ink, bro. That's just what it boiled down to, man. And you
green paper.
I don't care about nobody's religious view, they sexual orientation. If we here to do business, then that's all we doing. Maybe we could become friends, but we don't have to be friends based on none of this. Because when you're doing business with somebody, you only negotiating because you don't see eye to eye. That's just what it boiled down to.
And they think that they should, whatever they doing for you is worth this, and what you bring to the table is worth this.
That's it. And I ain't mad at it.
Right.
Know?
And it's like, okay, well, and what, just because I took it that time, you don't know what my plan is. You don't know what
I might have had a $3,000 goal. I mean, a $3,000 plan, and you said you would pay me $7,000. So that means I just made $4,000 that I ain't even have a plan for, and now that can help with another plan. Like, a motherfucker might think they lowballing you. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying,
bro? Yeah. You only sitting here because I put in the universe that I need this, and that attracted you.
Exactly.
And after that, we go our separate ways, and the deliverable's been delivered. You feel what I'm saying? So I love that type of thing, because especially when it comes to business, I always say doing business will show you what a person really like. You feel what I'm saying? Because if they think they got the upper hand, they go show you. You never know if I think I got the upper hand on somebody or not, because there's no such thing. Because if we set out on this path and we supposed to do this together, it's no upper hand, bro. We literally supposed to do
this together, and then it might lead to other things, and it might lead to other things.
But how you act during this, show me if it should lead to something else, because you thought you had the upper hand. You, bro, nobody got the upper hand on me, bro. The Most High got the final word and the final say so. And the Most High go take people out of my life as they see accordingly. That was good for right then, bro. Come on, bro. I got a right nigga. There. Listen, man, it's niggas I was cool with up until I was 22 years old, bro. My daughter 13. I've been married 17 years. Nigga, they never met my family, because that was just for that time period. Ain't no bad blood. You understand what I'm saying? At this time, you thinking, though, I'm going to be with these niggas
my whole life.
It's my crew for my whole life. I used to be in the same baby crib with niggas. He couldn't point my daughter out in the lineup, nigga. And it's no bad blood. I couldn't tell you what his son looked like. It's no bad blood. It just was supposed to be over when it was over. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? It's business. It was friendship business. That was friendship business.
And I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to do business with my friends. Like, I like to do business with people. Like, I like to meet you and do business. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because when you do business with your friends or your family, they already have a preconceived notion of who you are outside of the business.
Yeah.
So they think you bring that into the business. Like, I'm a tyrant in business, and what I mean by that is whatever we agree to, that's what it is.
That's what
I expect, you know what I'm saying? And because we cousins or whatever, I'm not backing up on that, and I still love you like a cousin, but this is my business hat. Like, I'm not giving you a discount on my services because we homeboys and we might have did this together and blah, or you might have showed me this about that. No, this business is only this business. This situation is this situation. And a lot of people, that's why I like to do business with people I don't know.
Facts.
And because they're not gonna try to talk you down on your price. They not gonna try to
guilt you into, you know, meet your grandma's house. None of that. Nah, nigga. Maybe fuck all that. I don't even go over grandma's house. You feel?
Now, you and your brother do business a lot because it's called the Neighborhood Battle League, right?
Yeah, Neighborhood Rap Battle League.
Rap Battle League. And then he does the Neighborhood Walk. So was that something y'all was consciously trying to connect and play off the same name frame?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like, I'm a visionary. So when I see stuff, I always imagine 5 years from now how big it would be. And the thing is, my brother had a platform and I didn't at the time, but I know who I am as a person and what I produce. And my thing was, like, I didn't want to overshadow what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, because it had been like, I know I'm going to put all my effort into this. So as it grows bigger than his platform, it was never the shit on him, you know? So that's why I named it Neighborhood Rap Battle League, so people know that this is my brother. This is just only a sister brother company off of Neighborhood Rap. It's all under one umbrella. You know what I'm saying? So my brother, I brought that to my brother first before I pushed the idea to the world. But that was my understanding, and my whole motive was just like, my brother's still a part of this, even if I do 100% of the work, because you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then y'all also got the hot seat. Talk about that.
All right, so yeah, you know, so basically, my Duff is really like one of them people that just always thinking of what's next, you know? Always. Me too in this sense, but he more of a now. So basically, the hot seat, we do a Q&A, random questions. I can pose all the questions.
I can pose all the questions. Yeah, see, I like that type of content. Yeah, I like that.
I feel like, you know, for me as an artist, you know, I know you'll never know who you're dealing with until you deal with them, you know. And a lot of people as artists, you know, you might think they dickheads, they don't got no point of sense of humor or something like that because you never put them in that environment. So what it is a Q&A, you know, they do some 10 questions. And then after that, they do a performance to one of their songs. So, you know, you get to both ends. But I thought about it from the perspective of everybody don't rap.
Right.
And we got a lot of circle of people that's interested in their own rights. You know what I'm saying? And then the questions that I ask is off the wall, too. So I like to see
that
natural
reactions.
That
one you sent me, dog, that was a wild,
send me
about his daddy. That nigga said, I'm telling.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, I got to see that. See, I watch that type of shit. Like, that's the type of shit I watch. Like, because you, I like watching it and I don't be knowing the people because I get to see their sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Or I get to, like, you don't got to put on your tough guy rapper outfit, or you don't got to put on your bad bitch outfit to answer, because it's not going to work because the questions be so random. Like, you be seeing what motherfuckers be thinking about that shit. Like, what the fuck?
That's why I don't let them read the cards and go through them. Like, I want, when we say action, I want your natural reaction.
Yeah. I gotta come through that. Separate too.
So like, you got a battle, a big battle coming up in May. So like, let's talk about that. Who on the card?
So May 18th, man, I got Selly Cell. He up and coming Michigan battle rapper from the city, but he been making airwaves out of town and everything. Kind of fell in my lap, you know, as far as like being on the roster.
Yeah.
But he going against Piranha, who would have made it to Smack URL, but he from the city as well. Then I got, you know, my man's 9-5 Jupiter. That's like my, I wouldn't say my project, but that's my childhood friend. So as far as battle rapping, I'm pushing him, but I still put him in the, before he get to up there, he still got to prove it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got
still
got
to prove it, but I'm giving him the chance to do that. I got 11 cars on this next one.
Where's that?
It's going to be in the Grand River spot.
Yeah.
I got 11 cars, you know, that's 22 people. I got 8-1 rounds, 5 minutes, and three rounds. But the three rounds is for my more so rookies, the only ones that still getting into battling. I'm making sure they sharpen up, you know what I'm saying, because they need to remember this stuff. It's pressure.
Yeah.
It's pressure, you know what I'm saying? And if you either going to become a diamond or you going to milk, but I'm putting you in there. You know, if this is what you want for real, we're going to see. Preparation going to show. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm telling you, listen. Well, when I see, we went, first of all, O-Rid was my favorite battle rapper. So they did some shit out here a long time ago. And I'm like, I'm going O-Rid there. But that is the first time I seen Daylight, and I ain't never missed a Daylight battle after that because I seen them in person. That nigga was going crazy, right? I never even had heard of that nigga. Like, who is this nigga? Nigga was going crazy.
Then we found out he was from the West Coast, and that was like,
Listen, bro, that nigga was going, because so I like that. I like to fight. He wasn't new by far, because the person he was battling, he wasn't new by far. But I like to see these niggas because I like to see the battle rappers who
prepare like it's a title fight, period. And yep. then I can tell when a nigga just didn't prepare because they underestimated their opponent.
Yeah.
Because a nigga will get served. And it ain't if you think you won, it's just about what people think.
It's the people.
It's what the people think.
Yeah. And then I learned this shit like boxing, bro. Like, so since I've been out here, I've been networking. I done seen every stage of what's going on in Michigan. No, by me being guap, I still feel like I'm guap, but I don't come in like, this new territory to me. So, you know, I'm paying my respects. I'm going on, I'm introducing myself, whatnot. You know, but what I learned is this shit, if you lose, you go back down to the bottom. You don't get to go fight Floyd after you get beat up, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you.
Right, this is all Mike Tyson punch out of this, you start that glass jump.
Any excuse you want, bro, that's not good enough. Especially, like, I'm building something right now. I'm not saying I'm going to leave you for dead after this, but you know what I'm saying? If you ain't taking this as serious as I'm taking, I can't take you serious.
Right.
That's just what it is.
So you say you got 11 cards on this next one. What time is this event starting, bro?
Doors open at 6 o'clock, and then we're going to go straight through. So basically, this would be my second show, but I've been out and I have seen how things go, so I got more of a structure now compared to the first one. You know, the first one, before the guys ghosted, I had plans on doing a tournament straight off the dribble, and the tournament was going to be like leading up to like a cash prize type thing. But then I got to go do my research and got to go do and see stuff. So I got something like that in the chamber, but I'm growing right now. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, the talent I'm coming, I got a guy from Canada coming on this next card. I got a guy from Chicago, a couple people from GR. I done met, like I said, I've been all around. So I done met the GR Battle Rap League owners and the people out in the Yak and stuff like that. So what I'm trying to do is bring Detroit back that 8 Mile feel. You feel what I'm saying? In a nutshell, like, when y'all think about battle rap, y'all got to come to Detroit, and y'all going to come holler at the neighborhood. Welcome to the block.
Yeah. So, like, who you anticipating seeing, though? Because, I mean,
you got to want to see some of these niggas. Yeah.
Like, who you anticipating seeing battle? Because you don't want to put the people against each other. So, like, how do you come to that conclusion? Who going to battle who?
So, during this process, this has been kind of like a bittersweet for me because, like, I've been kicking it with my peoples, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know, we used to watch battle rap, so we back on that now. So we doing research, and, you know, by me paying for all this stuff on my pocket, you know, I still got to test the water, test the fields. You know, I understand that I ain't at smack level yet, but I'm going to be. So I'm building, you know what I'm saying? And in the process of that, I'm seeing who home me not, because one day, you know what I'm saying, tables turn. And it's a lot of people. I haven't been hoed. A lot of people been showing me love. You know, I feel like I'm a genuine dude. You know,
I wouldn't even say hoed. I just say they just don't see the vision. You know what I'm saying? And like, now you go come back around and you got to start at the bottom, bro.
You know,
you would have been up in the mix by now if you would have did the whole thing. If you would have been handing me the bricks up, you know what I'm saying? But now you gotta start at the bottom, man. Eventually, that means that's your pay.
Your
pay rate gonna be the lowest.
Like, you know, we ain't gonna be unknown forever. But as far as like,
a lot of people know it. I'm seeing a lot of shit circulate around. So
and that's just off footwork. See, I realize off this is my baby. You know, it only gonna do what I allow it to do.
Yeah.
And knowing that, I'll be out here. You know, but I wanna get Charlie Clips on there eventually. You know, so Charlie Clips is I'm aiming for him. I have my peoples reach out to him. I got a number right now that ain't in my range, but I'm definitely gonna strive for that, you know. And it's, I feel like as my reputation build, you know, who knows what's gonna happen? He might seek out to me.
Yeah. Ain't no Mike. He go look up and be like, yo, I want to go battle Dog over there. You know what I'm saying?
You know what made me know that I got promised though? After my first battle, I happened to just hop on an Ill Will Live, and he seen my name, was like, they heard about me. I only had one battle. Him and Marv, one was on live together. For me, that was big. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought it was going to be a minute. You know? So,
right.
And then actually meeting these guys and, you know, just introducing myself, even though I ain't talk business with them, it's just
the embrace of
the, you know, like, I see what you got going. And then it's another league.
Why Charlie Clips, though? That's your favorite?
No, I like Sue Surf, my favorite, but he locked up. You know what I'm saying? So Charlie Clips is really, that's like Duff Man's. You know what I'm saying? That's the one Duff always be like, oh, Charlie Clips. You know what I'm saying? So and JC from Pontiac, they call him the Pin Guy.
Yeah,
that's my pop's favorite battle rapper. I actually might be having him soon.
Yeah,
but he's gonna be on there soon. Cause that's something my pop. You know, we've been more bonding over battle raps lately.
Oh, he's still writing a book.
Yep. He actually been, you know, he kind of like not tech savvy, so he been slow with the writing, but he has been writing it, so hopefully.
That's crazy. That's his favorite battle rapper. Yeah. First of all, your pops look young as fuck. Like the like that nigga. I thought that was
Oh, so the movie getting ready to come out, right? The city guy forgot about is
that's one of the
But we don't know when though, but it's still coming, you feel what I'm saying? So
was he in shots too?
No, you ain't. He gonna be in season two. I keep a nigga on tuck to slide in there. You feel what I'm
saying? I'm gonna be in season two. You know what I'm saying? More of a OG role. I might get to say a couple words like, yeah, you know when the pin drop, the pins drop, nigga.
I
got one more thing to let y'all know too, man. June 8th, man, I'm on the Detroit Health Equity Summit.
Well, we was gonna get to that. Come on, talk about it because you had mentioned earlier that you had been working
in the mental health.
So we'll talk about that because last time we ain't really get to that.
Yep. So I'm on the Detroit Health Equity Council, and I serve on the council, but I'm part of the communication committee, which means I'm responsible for doing exactly what I'm doing now, promoting footwork. And everything, you know, making the social handles and all that. So basically, June 8th, we throwing a summit at Bailey Park. It's on East Verner. We're gonna have free resources, free food. We had three listening sessions throughout the city. We had one at McKenna, we had one at Hellman, and then another one on the west side. And in a nutshell, basically, we gonna take what we learned, what we had. We had MSU students breaking down into basically layman terms on what was like the most talked about topics.
Yeah.
And we're gonna throw an event based off what we feel like y'all wanna see. And then we're gonna take what y'all said, and we're gonna go to the government and try to create a policy based off what the community wants.
So how did you get into that? Because I mean, it's been what, like four or five years now?
Five years
you've been doing that. How did you even get into that?
When I got shot, I became a survivor speaker. So that went from speaking on like trauma to like get into behavioral health, where you know, for those that know my grandma's story, you know, my grandma did drugs. That was more so my why. So I learned about Narcan, you know, and I've been out in the community. You know, I got a different level of passion for the people that I see in my community, for the reason of I was that little badass little boy and my grandma was that lady. So
yeah,
it correlates to what I do now as far as that. On the council, I was actually selected by some of the core members. They had got me on there, whatnot. At the time, when I first got, I was the youngest guy on the council.
Yeah.
It's a lady that got her daughter on there. That's a high school student for like a youth representation. But as far as adults, I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
And I just bring a different aspect as far as communal views. You know, when we talk about equity versus equality, you know, we got to understand the definition of equity in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, and then from there, we got to what's equitable for you is not equitable for him, even though y'all twins. That's the difference. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Buying y'all the same shirt made y'all equal, but you might like blue, you know?
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we trying to get at. And then, you know, representation is everything, and educating, you know, once we can't advocate for yourself, but we going to give you these resources. We going to teach you. We going to, and you know, I'm just doing my part for real, bro.
Yeah.
Now, you say that's June 8th?
June 8th, yeah.
That's the homie birthday, ain't it?
Yeah.
That's the homie that's resting in peace birthday, man. So that's dope, man. Definitely go try to make it out, you know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully it ain't raining.
Yeah.
No, we got an indoor-outdoor situation too, man. Like I said, we thought about everything that could possibly be thought of. Like, everything going to be free.
What type of food y'all going to be serving? You said it's free
so
food.
So basically, we're going to have food trucks. Right now, we're in the process of collecting vendors. We, you know, equitable. So we know we gotta have something vegan. You know, obviously people like comfort soul food. We wanna give opportunity for the vendors in Detroit with food trucks to pull up in.
Y'all
not only display
taco trucks down there?
Yep. So not only display what they doing, but also, you know, get a chance to make some money, you know.
Yeah, that's big. So how do doing stuff like that make you feel, man? Because it's obviously close to your heart. You said, you know, you learned about certain stuff just not even knowing you learned about it because you were a kid and your grandma was a addict and stuff like that. And then what actually brought you to doing this work is getting shot. So do you feel like that's like one of the positives about being shot? Because do you think you would be doing this if you didn't get shot?
Absolutely not. I get asked that question all the time.
Because how would you know about it, basically, huh?
I feel like basically before I got shot, if you would have came to me with this same pitch that I could save the world or I could be the voice of somebody, I wasn't trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Because I was out here living for myself. Now, it gave me a sense of pride, but at the same time, it's kind of like I'm crossing the crossroads. By being a rapper, you know, I feel like a lot of people do stuff with clout, you know?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that I like deal with anxiety, but I feel like I'm shy, but I'm not a rapper unless I'm in rooms where I want to talk. So I turn it on and off.
I know exactly what you're saying. And if I don't want to be bothered, I just don't be like want, that.
So for me, it'd be like, I want to make it bigger, but I don't want to put it on camera because I'm doing it out the kindness of my heart. And if I put it on camera, I feel like it's not real. But I also feel like by me not getting on camera, you don't believe me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't have the proof of concept. I don't have it.
I would think the best way to go about that is like somebody else putting it on camera and showing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like more of, you know how you want to be put out there and what light you want to be put out there in, and the people go put you out there in that light. I don't got to tell y'all this what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You go see me doing it, and I'm not going to show you, so that's how you know I really did it. But I understand what you're saying, because right now it's a fine line with being a rapper and doing anything other than violence. Like, or anything other than something like wild, crazy, sexual. Like, if you're a rapper, I'm still a human being, bro. I still have a heart. I still want to help people.
And
I just don't.
That's still close to
me.
Heart.
Yeah, it's stuff that's close to my heart that I want to show, but I don't want nobody to think I'm showing this because I'm a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like that, being a rapper is like a stigma when you want to do something else, and that's not fair. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't call you a rapper, bro. I'd call you an artist, because like we always refer to how niggas stole your style and the melodic style. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like, you not saying it, it's us saying it.
Imitation crab, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But fuck all that. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because like, nigga, this me, and I can't even be me no more because it's all y'all now, and I just fall in with the use, nigga. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? How you deal with that? Because you got some great music, man. Like, every song I hear is tight. Like, and I'm not saying that because you're in front of me, because it, like, if it wasn't tight, I wouldn't lie.
I
wouldn't even mention it. Like, yeah, I'd be like, oh, what you say about the battle rap? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
it's hard though, gang. I ain't gonna lie, because, you know, I've been hearing this since day one. Like, I'm talking about as soon as I got a little piece of recognition, you know. The circumstances of which I had people that was hovering over me as far as career-wise that was bigger than me. So, you know, it's like a lot. The first person to tell is the person they believe. You feel what I'm saying? So even if I was the coldest basketball player, but I never got seen on an A, B, C, D scale or McDonald All-American, they don't know. You know what I'm saying? And
like an urban legend.
Yeah. I was told exposure gets you exposed. You know what I'm saying? It can get you exposed on the high end and you get good, or they can really expose your flaws. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as far as like it's flattering, because I know, and the people that's pioneers, or they watch me become the pioneer of this sound,
yeah,
they know. Like, I don't never walk around like, well, I was the first person using auto-tune, but I know. You know what I'm saying? And I also know that, you know, if song for song you don't sound better, you know, at least perfected what I was trying to do.
Right.
You know, but I also changed my style so much that nobody can copy it. You know, you might have just went dibble to dabble, but I went and did this, I went and did that. So when we go song for song, genre for genre, you missing songs I'm not.
Yeah.
Right.
It's shit I got that
you ain't gonna have.
You ain't gonna think about it after you hear me do it, and then go,
yeah, you know
how to do it. You know what I mean? I'm excited about this battle rap card, man. But, oh, how do you put the people against each other? That's what I wanted to know.
Hey, I ain't going to lie to you, gang.
You flipping quarters like.
No, bro. So, it been first come, first served.
Hey,
because, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I was building it. So, basically, my main event card was the biggest person in Michigan that I got.
Yeah.
And then I had to get him. Actually, the guy Piranha was my cousin.
Yeah.
So, he really showed me some love, for real, for real. But as far as everybody else, I just been pairing up everybody, bro, and hoping that it's going to be a good battle.
Well, that's up to them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's no such thing as, man, it's like being on a fight, man. A little man can get knocked out by a big dude. So this, because this is my first battle, I might have been hungry, but you never gave me a chance. Like my man's Jew, they didn't know that was his first battle because he went so crazy. You know what I'm saying? But he also went against somebody who was his first battle. So now I'm battle testing him and the guy he went against, because they both, his name Ty Assassin. Shout out Ty Assassin. But they going against real battle rappers that are accredited throughout the state now. Because I want to see them actually.
Where you at? Yeah,
I want to see you eat a real plate. You know what I'm saying? And if you go up there and you eat, then I know I got something. But if you fold, I'm like, all right, we got to work on something.
Yeah, we got to work
on it. It ain't nothing wrong with that, though. See, that's the only thing how you compare it to boxing. That's the only thing that, like, I don't really like, though, because niggas think you got, because of Floyd and his greatness, niggas think you can't lose. Hey, man, you go lose a fight, my nigga.
But think about it.
you're going to lose though. But that don't mean that you're not the best, because the you learn way more from a losses loss, than your wins, man.
Yes, little man, who you know just how many need? Losses you get to before your real wins, man. Look, you got to hear 1,000 no's before one yes.
Feel like facts, I took 1,000 L's before I got that first W, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Because what you view as a loss, somebody else views as a win.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, how he said he was writing down niggas who, I mean, companies. We ain't even talk about individuals. We writing down companies who we think we would pair with them.
From the biggest to the smallest. Some of these companies, they should be proud somebody hitting them up trying to do business.
Because when it all boiled down to it, some of these companies that he was writing down, the project that we have is bigger than that. Not because we said so, but because we have 11 wins in different countries all over the world, including America, shout and film y'all, festivals. Man. You see what I'm saying? Bro, we won an animation film festival in Japan. Anime come from Japan.
Facts. That's
you feel
big.
What I'm
that's,
saying?
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
so
huge.
When we showing this stuff, this ain't how we feel about it. This high.
Yeah.
Japan feel about it. Russia feel about it. Ukraine feel about it. Italy feel about it. The first one we ever got placed in, that's how Paris feel about it.
That's
so
fire.
We saying, wait a minute.
This all international.
This across that's the
world. It's the world. We
Atlanta. You feel what I'm saying?
We want. Oh, we even want a film festival in Detroit.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? That's so dope. We like, oh, this is all stuff that look good, because you can't, bro, it's no way to tweak this. We do not know these people, right? So when he writing these companies, just hearing from the company, somebody else could have been satisfied. That's a win that the company acknowledged it.
Facts.
Oh, bro, that ain't where we supposed to be. You know what? You know when it worked out, when we said to each other, it's our company that present this. And we can find, listen, bro, we always been the type to go to the source, right? Let's find the source. Oh, even other people who go get on these platforms, go through here, we going straight to the source. Why? Because if we can go to the source, we don't need a middleman. You feel what I'm saying?
That part.
And
right,
it's like, once we put it out there, it's going to do what it's going to do. But we still, them 50 things that we wasn't telling niggas that we had, that we only showing, like, niggas I fuck with, like, look at these stuffed animals, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? We still got that. Because this going to live forever. Right? So then it's time for that. The game, we got it. Did I send you the game?
No, but I just seen it on the thing right there.
That's the puzzle game. We got the racing game. I'm going to send it to you. See, that's. That ain't got nothing to do with that. That ain't got nothing to do with that. But it's all from.
But now
this
we into books. We into movies. We into apps and games. We into stuffed animals. Like, we putting ourselves in all of these different. We putting ourselves in all of these different industries. You know what I'm saying? So like, the stuffed animals might go way more crazier, and then the motherfucker be like, nah, man, that go to a movie.
Fact.
you know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute, you never seen the movie? Or nah, man, that's from a book. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we never limited ourselves, bro. We just live a limitless lifestyle, bro. It's not nothing you can put in front of me that I can't do, bro. We didn't know a goddamn thing about animation when we started this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just knew that once I write this book, this is going to change our life and our family's life for the rest of our lives. Like, it better
be. We got to put the work in. We have to put the. It ain't just going to happen don't nobody else give a fuck if he wrote a book? Why give a. You, if you trying to get your shit published, you coming to me for money. I'm the publisher, nigga. You famous? I don't give a fuck. You feel what I'm saying? But it's like, no.
Right. And now, book number two, they're going to be like, well, damn, if they did all of that on their own.
Stock rises.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So now number two got to come out on a whole different level. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, this is what we could do on our own. So we at least got to be able to run this back. You know what I'm saying? So
what's the paper up?
Yeah, double that. Quadruple me up, bro. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Bring it in.
Because I ain't going to stop. I ain't going to stop being the face of this shit. You feel what I'm saying? I never stop being the face of this shit.
It's my daughter, kids better have a picture of me in the house. Like,
I'm getting one paint.
Great-great-granddaddy? That's why I could do whatever I want to do. Y'all don't got to do shit with animation and leaps and jumps and rabbits or none of that. But when you walk around the house, the shit that nigga did on the wall, and I'm in the picture like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
for real,
yeah,
man.
That's because
legacy. Legacy is big, man.
Right, legacy. And then what a lot of people think about legacy, though, is like, you don't have to do what I did. Like, I just provided the backing. That's all legacy is providing your family the financial backing to continue, because in 100 years,
we call it the Henry Ford plan. We got a 100-year Henry Ford plan. Mm-hmm. Henry Ford been dead for so motherfucking long, the whole Dearborn is Henry Ford.
Swear to God.
You know what I'm saying?
And his direct descendants still running the company.
They still running. You know what I'm saying? About what the Fords pay a week in payroll. And I'm about to break it down for you. They pay all the Lions. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they pay the whole healthcare system that's Henry Ford. Then they pay the whole Ford workers with the cars. You know what I'm saying?
Then they pay the white collar.
Then they pay the white collars. Then they pay, you know what I'm saying? This is just they payroll. You feel me? This is just football Sunday. Just think the payroll that they got
outside of Sunday. That Ford Field still moving. Yeah, yeah.
This is just a payroll. So imagine how much money Henry Ford is making. Still, he all Scrooge McDuck edition. He like a 100-year plan that started with cars. How the fuck this end up with a football stadium? You feel what I'm saying? People want to work at Ford more than any other of the big three. Players want to come to Detroit more than any other team because the money don't revolve around football. You feel what I'm saying? So that's how they can give all these big-ass contracts because, bro, 50 years of not winning games and still selling out the stadiums, bro.
It's insane.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
That'd never happened in another city.
Yeah, that never happened nowhere else. So
that
means
would have been shut down. That's where such and such used to be.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? We got a new stadium.
Right, yeah. So much, yeah, we selling out so much that we building some new shit and ain't won a game. And this bitch still, you know what I'm saying? But that's how much money that Henry Ford's vision. That's how the plan works. I don't know what the plan is. I don't know where my daughter gonna go with the plan. I don't know where her kids gonna go with the. I don't know. But my plan, my initial plan, is what got the snowball effect. I put in all the hard work. I did the blood, sweat, and tears. I'm the one up at night wondering why motherfuckers ain't hitting us back. You just going to pull some money out the bank and investing in whatever your plan is.
You don't know that. You the great grandchild. You don't know what we had to go through.
Man,
you don't know them doors, but that ain't for you to know. Dig into getting to know us as who your great relatives is, and then you'll find out like, oh, that nigga before this got off the ground, that nigga was working in factories. Like, right, what, nigga don't even you the money so long by now you wouldn't think that. No, we was working in factories, nigga. I was the postman. I was walking in the rain. That's
man,
my
I'm
favorite.
Working on trucks
that's
outside.
My favorite time because I know this shit about to turn so bright. Nigga, I ain't even got these kids and shit ain't even got to worry about nothing. But don't fuck this up.
You can fuck you. It,
no,
I'm not even.
Fuck this is what I'm saying. Yeah. Don't fuck this up for the next.
Yeah, that's
you can
what
fuck
I'm
it up
say.
For yourself. Just
get
learn.
It back and make sure that it continues. Because I fucked it up a bunch of times.
To
you know
make
what I'm
sure
saying?
That somebody I probably never go meet. You feel what I'm
all they gonna do is see a picture of a nigga with the
I got
with middle fingers up.
Look, to this day, I only got daughters, so nigga, it ain't even nobody else gonna carry this last name.
Man.
You feel me? I just ask, I say silly shit like, hey, look, your husband should love you so much that he gonna let you name your son after your daddy. You feel what I'm saying? Now, that's a hard pull.
Yeah, that's a hard pull.
That's a hard pull. Imagine your girl telling you to name your son after her daddy.
I would've.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though.
If
you got
to
love her. That's
like
what
that.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got to love her so much that you go allow that.
I just asked for my daughter to do business in the name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you doing business, I don't care if you get married, change your last name or nothing. But
you should be doing all that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not against because I wish a bitch would. But you know what I'm saying? But when you doing business, just do business with your last name and your initials that we share. And you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's why we did that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying? But before we get up out of here, man, how can people contact you, bro?
I'm on all platforms at CMC_Guapo, GUAPO, Guap Green on Facebook. And follow all my Neighborhood Rap Battle League platforms. It's one word, Neighborhood Rap Battle League. Neighborhood Rap, you know.
Is the tickets on Eventbrite?
We got tickets on Eventbrite. DM me directly. I'll pull up on you, give you some in person.
Fun fact, Neighborhood. The name of our record label was Neighborhood Music.
I told him that. Like,
yeah.
And that's been since 2001. I mean, 2001.
I wanted Def to put something like that, but you know, we building brick by brick, but you know.
Yeah, but yeah.
I don't care where you from, bro. It all started in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It all started with your neighborhood. Your first homeboy from your neighborhood. Your first, look, you and your girlfriend grew up in what? The same neighborhood?
Nah, we ain't from the same hood, but I met her in school, you feel me? But
a neighborhood school? It was somebody.
I met her. She from Oak Park. I met her in Oak Park when I went to school out there. So I was in her neighborhood. I guess
that's what I'm saying. You was in her neighborhood. Make sure you send me the Eventbrite link, man. We go put it in the description, man. When we push this, man. Like I told you, man.
the closer it is to having this baby, the less likely I am to do shit.
I don't understand it.
You know what I'm saying? If it come before that.
Yeah, because that's like the same week that the healthy little bouncing baby get to come.
But I hope you have a Taurus, man. You know, my shit May 14th, so I want you to.
Our shit May 22nd.
So the way it's set up is that if you had a baby on Biggie's birthday, nigga, you feel me? Baby.
I don't know the
I'm talking shit. But you know.
Because that's my whole thing. I said the closer, if it's a boy, the closer it is to my birthday, our birthday, the less likely it is to be a junior, because I don't want that. That's just crazy. Like, nigga, you don't care. You share your birthday with your.
You know what? I would junior in my joint. No, I'm about to tell you
that motherfucker.
Yeah, but so with a name like yours, I would junior it. I would just spell his name different.
Because
I don't feel like that's junior when you spell it.
It ain't a junior.
Oh, you're right.
But my man's got a son who changed the middle name and he's still a junior. I don't know how.
He can't even do that. Yeah. It's supposed to be.
See, if I was ever to be blessed with a son, I can name my son my brother's name. Like, it'd be his first name and my middle name. You know what I'm saying? Pay homage to bro if he had all girls and I was lucky enough to have a son. Because it's both of our kid. Like, because we got the exact same DNA. Yeah. So, yo, if something happened to me.
And then that's the thing, too. I said, nah, if we do 21, 22, 23, you feel what I'm saying? That'd be because that whole week we had sold up because after the May 22nd, it's mad people in our birthday family. So it's like. I don't know, man. We'll see. All the kids going to have my initials, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, my daughter got the initials. Way.
I wish I'd have thought about that in the beginning.
Yes, yep. So, yeah, because I said the only way it's going to live on is if we all got the same initials. So I can get that tatted. I can get chains. Hand them out like a record label. Here you go.
You got to earn your joint, though. Yeah, you got to earn your joint.
That's dope right there. That's
chain the day for the kids. And however big your shit is, that's who I fuck with the most.
Oh, that's the oldest to the youngest.
Yeah.
I do my shit. I tell my 8-year-old, it's like a gang. I'm Big AJ, your sister Little AJ, you Baby AJ, the new baby Tiny AJ.
Oh, yeah, say
I got my own family tree, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, it's a pleasure. You do a lot in the community.
Yeah,
that, I think that's so dope. When we be talking about that, it's like, yo, that's really dope that you really push that. You speak passionately about that. I'm excited for the Battle League. I just see the Battle League growing, bro. You know, you always got allies with us, and bring the battle rappers on.
Yeah,
the winners. Yeah, so show the winners from the last one, so they know where they coming. The winners from this one, and as my paper grow, bro, the Battle League will grow because some of them battles I'm gonna pay for. You feel what I'm saying?
For like, sure. Yeah.
How much a nigga want? Shit, let's get it. Put that shit down. Let's.
Or so the crazy thing is, I was like, yo, why he ain't do that tournament style with a cash prize?
That nigga that done. That's what I told. Yeah. I said, no, he was working on that.
Yeah. Then all I'm like, so shit like that, we go. Double the cash prize. Dog got this up. Boom. There you go. Now y'all niggas ain't even know that was coming. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, yeah.
Because I look, battle rap, man, it just, I think what ended up happening with me watching battle rap.
It got too commercial.
Yeah. Once they wanted, like, I understand not putting it out. They wasn't putting smack out on the YouTube right away. I understand that. You try and get all your paper, you know, because they got investors and sponsors and stuff too. But once you had to go to their app, the last thing I want to have to do is put another app on my phone
and
pay for it. Or because I don't mind paying with my time. And then we was going to events. I'm going to events. Now I got to pay for the app. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, then you still staggering. The thing, I don't want that. That's just what it is, nigga. If I gotta pay for the app, nigga, I want that shit live stream.
You feel me?
But I fuck with all the battle rappers. Yeah. Like I said, them New Jersey niggas was on the run, nigga. Big Shug, Arsenal, O-Red, nigga. Them, you would thought I was one of them. That was my nigga. O-Red was killing niggas. Then he just stopped. I started fucking with Daylight. I fuck Calico, all of them niggas I told
clean
you.
Clean Paper.
About. Clean Paper. I told you, like, oh, nigga, when we start talking about it, oh, nigga, I watch battle rap.
Yeah, I
fuck with all them niggas, man. But look, we appreciate your time. Make sure you send me everything. So when we pushing this, I need the logo. I need the links. And we just go push it, man, to tell them niggas who win, man. That's part of the prize package, man. Y'all get to come up here.
And tell whatever story you
whatever,
got.
However you got here. And it don't matter how big this shit, that's always a part of your prize package. You feel what I'm
as
saying?
As long as we doing this and you doing that.
That's a part of your prize package.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We go treat them niggas with the utmost respect and put they shit out High Smack wasn't putting them battles out, nigga.
Hey, where they can find us?
On man, just go to the YouTube right now, dog.
Yeah, yeah. The Connected Experience visuals.
The Connected Experience podcast visuals, man. We getting it popping on the YouTube. At this moment, we got 1,500 subscribers, but it's
growing. And we got there. We got a 250,000 channel views. We got a 250,000 channel. We built that bitch from zero. I took a picture when that shit was zero. You know what I'm saying? All the way around them bitches, like.
And I love their analytics now because it's like you got this many subscribers from that video and shit like that. You know, but that's them trying to get you to do the same shit. Because what I'm learning about the algorithm is. Whatever the algorithm like you for, they want you to feed it that. You feel what I'm saying? But just like with life, man, you can't box me in, dog.
The people who's
supposed to see it, go see it.
And y'all could go to Tubi, type in Animal Instinct, The Urban Jungle, animated. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be two rabbits on the cover. So Leaps and Jumps are mushroom dealers, and everybody on mushrooms now heavy. You know what I'm saying? But they was mushroom dealers in 2020 before it was a big thing. So they mushroom dealers. It's a war in the jungle. You got to see who win. You got to see why the war popping. You got to see all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm Santuan.
I'm Antoine.
I want for my brother. What I want for myself.